Thank you, DPR. Questions were raised, Deputy Minister. Questions were raised about teenage pregnancy. South Africa has developed a national policy for the prevention and management of pregnancy in schools, which addresses the high rates of pregnancy among learners, taking into account the family and social context, and seeks to ensure the accessible provision of information on prevention. Most importantly, the policy affirms the constitutional right of pregnant learners to continue and complete their basic education without stigmatization or discrimination. It also commits government and other role players to providing comprehensive sexual education. And the aim of this program is to ensure that young people gain knowledge and skills to make conscious and healthy, respectful choices about relationships and sexuality. It provides an age-appropriate and culturally relevant approach to sexuality and relationships, which explicitly addresses issues of gender and power and provides scientifically accurate, practical information in a non-judgmental manner, as it were. On sexual violence at schools, questions were raised. We take school safety very seriously, and it is one of the apex priority programs of the Department of Education, which has put in place various policy measures to ensure the safety of all learners, educators, and relevant stakeholders in schools. The department is also a partnership with the South African Police Services aimed at linking schools with local police stations and the establishment of functional school safety committees. A national school safety framework has been developed to serve as a management tool to identify and manage risks and threats of violence in and around schools. The department has also developed a national strategy for the prevention and management of alcohol and drug use amongst learners, which is a contributory factor. As schools mirror the communities, curbing drug use in schools hopefully will in turn prevent drug use within the communities and render them safe for all citizens. In terms of the regulations on the regulations for safety measures at public schools, our minister has also declared all public schools drug-free and dangerous weapon-free zones. Guidelines for the prevention and management of sexual violence and harassment have also been developed and distributed to schools to support schools and school communities in responding to to cases of sexual harassment and violence against learners. The guidelines set out clearly how public schools should treat victims of sexual harassment and violence and steps that must be taken to deal with those who have or are alleged to have committed such acts. The department has also released a handbook for learners on how to prevent sexual abuse in public schools entitled Youth Speak Out, Report on Sexual Abuse. The purpose of the handbook is to equip learners with knowledge and understanding of sexual harassment and sexual violence and its implications and ways to protect themselves from perpetrators and where and how to report it. I think I can hand over to you.